jocularity. Marianne was one of those Christians who bowed their heads before picking up their forks, murmuring prayers of gratitude. Most of these conspicuous believers were girls, a few were boys.
Instead of conspicuous, how else could you pronounce that?
Conspicuous. Good. Jimmy the Cricket hollering was one. All were unperturbed by others, but bemused glances or wholly unaware of them. In conversation exactly like her mother, Marianne might speak so familiarly of Jesus, you'd swear he was in the next room. The previous fall, one of the popular football players was injured at a game, hospitalized with a concussion, and Marianne Mulvaney had been one of the leaders of a fervent all-night prayer vigil on the field. The injured boy had been admitted to intensive care at Mount Ephraim General, but by the time the prayer vigil ended next morning at 8 a.m., doctors declared him out of immediate danger. So you could smile at Marianne Mulvaney and the good Christian girls of Mount Ephraim. You could even laugh at them, but they never seemed to notice, or if they did, to take offense. Why didn't you tell me anything? How could you let me drive you home that day, not knowing what you were feeling, what you were enduring? So it talked about how Patrick was kind of, he didn't really like that his other family members had been so popular, and how he found nasty drawings on the in the bathroom.
No.
And cuss words.
That was a bugger.
Okay. So, what's he talking about when, how could you let me drive you home that day? Not knowing.
What's the question?
Okay, when he was saying, like, I'm assuming he was talking to his sister.
Yeah.
In his mind, like, how could you let me drive you home that day and not know what you were going through? What's he talking about?
Did she get, like, raped or something?
You tell me.
Yes, she got raped.
Okay.
I'm just embarrassed to say that. She's blushing, you just can't see.
Well, if you're close to a sibling.
No, I was talking about Tony.
But I'm saying, like, if you're close to a sibling, wouldn't you feel like, why couldn't you confide in me? Why?
But Patrick's mean.
Her mother assumes they're close. I don't think they're as close as they may seem now.